Yeah, we're really happy with the way that's finished, Bradders, to be honest. Started well, I thought, by wrapping up their innings very, very quickly. That's what we talk about as a bowling group, trying to get it done as fast as we can. We haven't always done that this year, so it was nice to do that. And then I thought we applied ourselves really well with the bat. It was tricky with the new ball. Seemed to bounce and carry. I thought they bowled really, really well, particularly our opening too. So to finish the day as we have, we're really happy with that.
Yeah, as you say, this morning to get the last three for 20 runs and a useful tail as well for Middlesex. Bit of a bonus, that.
Yeah, we said that at the start of the game, that bat all the way down. I mean, Mert's coming in at 11. He can hold a bat for sure. So it was a great effort by the boys to be so clinical in what's been an area at times this year that's caused us some problems. So it was really nice to see.
Yeah, and you talk about your bowling group. It was Joe Leach who got the plaudits this morning with three wickets.
Yeah, you know, his reward again for his mighty efforts. He's been great all year. As of Jack and Charlie, I mean, for the most part, they've been a three-seam attack and they've carried on manfully. I mean, you know, they're all ticking up around about the 300 all over mark now, but going strong, and long may it continue.
Lost that early wicket, but you then built up partnerships, which, as we all know, is vital.
Yeah, Mo played terrifically well, I thought, and then obviously that partnership there with Felly and Giddo was class. I'm really pleased for Giddo to get some runs and contribute the way he has, and Tom Fell showed his class. He's a fine young player and had a great intent to score out there, and was really positive, and that's why we're in the position we are now.
What do you make, you mentioned the pitch, it apparently gets slower and lower here at Uxbridge.
Yeah, we actually thought it looked a bit quicker today. Whether that's the nature of their bowlers or whatever, it looked like it just did a little bit more at a livelier pace. Traditionally, I think it does slow up and spin a little bit, so that's why we're determined to try and get in front of the game a little bit, just in case that happens.
We always say first hour in the morning, there's a new ball due as well, that'll be important.
Yeah, we've just spoken about that, 9 overs time, so that'll be a new challenge, so we'll probably get together in the morning and talk about our plans to cope with that. And it's a big day ahead for sure.